Mr. President, allow me to share some thoughts on the context, necessity, and safeguards vis-a-vis blasphemy law in Pakistan. In terms of context, blasphemy laws exist in many countries, including 20 European nations. These laws aim at fostering religious harmony, peaceful coexistence, and mutual respect in society. The government is mindful of its responsibility to prevent the misuse or abuse of these laws by those who wish to exploit it for personal gain or unlawful purposes. The government takes any complaint of misuse of the blasphemy law seriously. It continues to undertake legal, administrative, and policy measures to prevent the misuse of this law. Blasphemy law in Pakistan is not discriminatory, as it is based on respect for all religions. It applies to Muslims and non-Muslims alike. The fact that most of the cases of blasphemy are against Muslim citizens proves that it is not targeted against minorities. Mr. President, let me now elaborate further on the safeguards built into our system against misuse of blasphemy law. It has been made obligatory that investigation of blasphemy cases can only be done by an officer with the minimum rank of superintendent of police. Number two, significant deterrence against false cases, that is imprisonment up to 7 years and fine in our legal system. Number three, in prison, trials, and other security measures have been taken to protect all those involved in blasphemy-related cases. Number four, any capital punishment awarded by a lower court can be challenged in the high courts and the Supreme Court of Pakistan. As a last resort, a mercy petition can be submitted to the President of Pakistan. Mr. President, courts have also ensured free and impartial trials, thus effectively protecting citizen rights enshrined in the Constitution. The Supreme Court, in its judgment, has held that criticism on misuse of blasphemy law does not amount to blasphemy itself. In October 2018, a three-member bench of the Supreme Court of Pakistan, under Pakistan's Chief Justice, found no evidence against allegation of blasphemy by Asia Bibi and acquitted her. The acquittal was upheld in the review petition also. Similarly, in September 2019, Mr. Wajihul Hassan was also acquitted of blasphemy charges against him. Recently, the Lahore High Court acquitted Mr. Shafkat Emmanuel and Ms. Shagufta Kosar. Mr. President, we are pleased to note that in addition to administrative and judicial steps, our civil society and religious leaders have also played an essential role in preventing the misuse of blasphemy laws. Earlier this month in Karachi, religious leaders publicly supported a Christian woman being threatened with being falsely implicated in a blasphemy case for a personal dispute. These positive trends demonstrate increasing social checks and balances in such situations. Mr. President, we are committed to building an inclusive and a cohesive society where our citizens, without any distinction, enjoy and exercise their fundamental rights individually as well as collectively. Thank you, Mr. President.